All right, everyone. It's been a long time, but we are back with Eve Nickel. Since I'm doing Dona Dona, I might as well bring Eve Nickel back, right? So let's go ahead and get started. Aster followed Gura Gura to the other side of the shack and peered through the window. A sweltering heat permeated the room. Haha, how is it? Do your dicks feel good? The Kalar girl smiled obscenely as she gave sexual service to the three men around her. Oh, you're all so hard. She sighed and said in a somewhat concerned, somewhat gleeful way. Heh, said I haven't got off lately, didn't I? Haven't had the time to jerk off. Really? So I was planning to have a pretty Kalar lady take care of all that today. Well, isn't that convenient? Been 4 days since I last jizzed, I think. My balls are about to blow. Well, damn. The Kalar's gaze subconsciously locked onto his swollen testicles. Gulp, you stored up that much for me? She's loving my dick. Kalars sure are cute, hehehe. The men didn't even try to hide their beastly desire, but the Kalar was only pleased by it. The room was filled with a vulgar air. Okay, then allow me. If it hurts, just say so. Without a moment's hesitation, the Kalar pinched her lips around the head of a cock and licked it. We don't have a CG for that, but, you know, it is what it is. That's some sweet technique. She says, boy, Emily, licking your dick and you're moaning like a girl. How cute. Really? Hey now, don't forget me. Oh, yep, sorry for the wait. Urged by one of the other men, the Kalar familiarly stroked his cock up and down. How's that? Doesn't hurt, does it? Maybe I should do it harder. Nah, that's perfect. Your slender fingers feel dang good. Dang good, right? We even get blowjobs and handjobs while we wait. Kalars really know how to please. When you're volunteering to share your semen, of course we'd return the favor by doing this much. Well, I'll be damned. Oh. All we have to do is wait in these shacks, and so many nice men come to offer us semen. We're nothing but thankful. Really now. Yeah, right. It's a win-win. Ah, it feels good. Well, a middle-aged fat guy. Her pussy's not like the other Kalars. Hella tight. That's because you're a regular customer. I know all your weak spots. The Kalar teasingly slowly wriggled her hips. Her juices produced a sloppy churning sound. You like when I squeeze like this while slowly moving, don't you?
たまらんよ。君は 本当に名機だね。極楽だ。
Oh, fantastic! You're a top-class fuck! Perfect!
The Kalar watched the older man take a long, pleasant sigh and smiled. I'll give you plenty of service, so squirt lots of thick stuff inside me, please. Oh, I know. Take this! The man aggressively thrust up from below, causing the Kalar to arch backward and groan. I'm moving. You shouldn't thrust her. I can't do anything. Like I can sit still when there's such a pleasurable pussy in front of me. Take that and that and that. Oh. Yeah, well, wait. I have two other customers. I have to serve. Don't. As though her attention was absorbed by the cocks to her sides, the Kalar was left mostly defenseless to the one assaulting from below. The man's huge phallus rhythmically rubbed her insides, his abdomen already soaked with the Kalar's juices. Your dick is thrashing inside me. It's about to give me lots. So stop it. I'll wring it out for you. This feels too good. I think I'm about to come. Now, you know, folks, at least it's consensual. Oh, your pretty little pussy slurping on my cock. This is extremely tight. I mean, that's literally what the guy sounded like. Come on. The pleasure made the man groan. His face was the very image of ecstasy. I'm so jealous. Come already, old man. We can't wait anymore. Hurry your old ass up! Come on, girl, this is killing me! Give us something! The impatient men pushed their cocks on the Kalar. One hit her chubby cheek, while the other went for her lips. Please don't press your dicks on my face. I'm being pounded from below so I can't focus. The cock on her cheek and the one looking for a chance to enter her mouth gave off a pungent aroma and hot, hard sensation that raised the Kalar's arousal even further. The one going for her lips forced the Kalar to kiss the head multiple times. Stop that, not at the same time. The two cocks stamped all over her face, but while the Kalar sounded distressed, there was also a hint of joy in her voice. Surrounded by dicks and loving it, you Kalars really seem to love cock. It's so hard to do this shit with a straight face. Well, when they look so packed full of semen, I feel a throbbing in my tummy. Oh, hee hee, if you like my dick, nothing could make me happier. Now, here's your chance. The man below put on a crude grin as he moved his cock inside the galar. Okay, to thank you. Pump my tummy full of semen. Haha, don't forget about me. Boy, they really drag these out. Then, while you wait, I can serve you with my mouth, and she does so. The Kalara was quick to put the cock in her mouth and run her tongue all along the shaft and head. She looked around the shaft as she sucked hard. Awesome tonguing, Kalaras are so slutty. She spat the steaming hot cock out for a moment to lovingly repeatedly kiss the tip and frenulum. No, that's one thing that I've noticed that's different about hentai and AVN. Like, I edit AVN scripts now, and I'm not saying everybody does it, but they really don't know much about anatomy compared to the hentai writers. Like, if you look at hentai writers, they have, like, they list all the parts. Like, the frenulum. Like, I don't even know what a frenulum is, and I have a dick. It's like, what is that? It's like, what part is that? And again, like, when we do our AVNs, here in the West, or in Western countries, you don't really see that kind of writing. So it's really interesting that Japan, they get really deep into the anatomy of it. Oh wow, the tip's so red it looks like it's about to blow and it's twitching constantly. How cute. The rigid cock gave the impression that it was soon to release tons of semen, further flaring up the Kalara's arousal in anticipation. Hey, come on, don't forget my hand job. Okay, yeah, stroke. The pre-cum's already made it wet, so let me give this a rubbing. Sensing that the pre-cum should dull any possible pain, the Kalara teased the head with her fingertips. You know what I also noticed? This is, like, supposed to be a game, like, fantasy, like, they wear armor and shit. But these guys look like office men. They literally look like salary men. Like, no, they totally look like salarymen. Look at the kind of belt he's got on and the pants he's wearing. That totally doesn't look like it works for the period. Also, her little skimpy bikini, that's kind of a few, like, ages. Like, I don't know what kind of town this is, but it seems like it would be really modern compared to what they might have in that era. I know I'm killing the fantasy a little bit, but let's just be honest here. This is more of a fantasy for Japanese salarymen that's just stuffed into a JRPG. Come on. Sensing that the pre-cum should dull any possible pain, the Kalara teased the head with her fingertips. But at the same time, she didn't forget to make short strokes back and forth. The overflowing pre-cum dripped onto the Kalara's chest. When I rub hard, his face twists with pleasure. I feel a fire in my heart. Also, every time I rub, the dick smell gets thicker. What do I do? I'm getting more and more. Oh, playing with dicks turning you on, your pussy's squeezing even harder. The fat older man vulgarly grinned as he pointed that out to the Kalara, making her blush. I'm sorry. You're You're all offering your semen out of goodwill, only I'm so turned on by it, she said. But the smell's so strong, can't help it. In sync with the thrusting from below, the Kalar wheezed as she moved her lips. Hips. Not lips, hips. Like Elvis. But you don't want to think about the king. He's like, damn it, Grim. Now I'm thinking about Elvis swiveling his hips. Oh, wow. Three dicks all rock hard, like they'll give tons of semen. With a blowjob for one, a handjob for another, and her exceedingly undulating lower body for the third, the Kalar effectively attended to all three cocks. It was all for the sake of pouring semen into her womb. This scene's so long it might go on the whole fucking episode. Feels like I'm not doing enough for you. Why don't I help make these feel good? He scooped up a plump, shapely breast from below and dug his fingers in. What? You don't need to ring my boob. You don't need to ring my boob like that. No need to feel bad, just some things for me. Hehe. Well, if boobs aren't okay, I'll just take this nipple. Make sure you bring it back. The man pinched a swollen red nipple and yanked. My nipple's being stretched, not so hard! Then guess I'll keep on pumping this pussy. The hard, manly cock scrubbed hard against the Kalar's inner walls, making her drool and shriek. Oh no, my whole body feels good. I'm going to... Yeah. Don't... No more. I'll really come. The Clara's voice had become shrill while her alluring body signaled that she was near orgasm. Ha ha ha, just relax and come like crazy. Guys, her weak points are ears. Mess with them. At the older man's suggestion, the other two men reached for the Kalar's long ears. My ears are sensitive. Don't rub them so much. The moment her ears were teased, the Kalar clamped her pussy hard and threw her head back from the overwhelming pleasure. Everyone, stop that! The Kalar's pussy, breasts, and sensitive ears were simultaneously assaulted, forcing out a moan. Even then, she mustered what self-control she had to continue her blowjob and handjob. But at that point, it was unclear whether she was pleasuring the cocks or clinging to them. We also need to give the Kalar's voice actress a medal. But I can't take any more. No, she says, no, I can't take any more. Not so much pleasure or... Yeah! The older man gripped the Kalar's skinny hips and started hammering away towards orgasm. His cock thrust fast and short. It was violent enough to damage her pussy. Even the explosive thrust made the Kalar shriek with joy. Her whole body was coated with sweat and her blue hair stuck to her cheeks. Come on, old man. Mm. Mister, you're coming, aren't you? I'm also, I can't. The Clark quivered herself as she stroked his cock with her pussy. The more she did, the closer she got to orgasm. Her cock holding hands and pussy indulged in the pleasure and moved wildly. Her powerful feminine odor was spread around. Blech. You can come any time, whenever you want to. Just pour your semen in me. Use your... Doesn't need to be a comma there. Dick to get me... No, maybe that's what she's saying. Use your dick to get me pregnant. Ah! Oh yeah, I'm getting you pregnant. Take it, get pregnant off my jizz. Ah, okay, I will. With your dick, I'm so glad I can have a baby. Ah, so happy. The cock reached the Kalar's death, prodding the entrance to her womb. No, no more! Oh, finally. With a long, drawn-out scream, the Kalar threw back her upper body and received the impact of an orgasm. Gush, gush, gush. The long, saved-up semen sprayed out in large quantities. Ah, wow, ah, they're jumping around in my hands. The beautiful Kalar was covered from head to toe in the white fluid. The Kalar herself wasn't disgusted at all. She had an enraptured look on her face as she gazed at the still ejaculating cocks. Wait. Just what are you doing? The jizz-drenched Kalar shouted with rage. Oh, what? No bukkake? Does it cost extra or something? We're doing this so I can get pregnant. You're only supposed to come inside. right. Sorry. Forgot about that. Ah! If I got all this thick semen inside me, I bet I would have gotten pregnant for sure. What a waste! Hilarious. Well, hey, I said I saved it up, didn't I? I have more where that came from, so forgive me. Oh! To show off their boundless energy, the three cocks simultaneously quivered. The suffocating semen stench made the Kalar's eyes moist. Jeez, really? You really, really have more semen coming? Yeah, promise, here! The man below thrust his cock inside the Kalar. Ah, yeah. Wow, you only just came, but you're already so hard. No fair, old man. It's my turn now. Hey, moron. As if. We're taking turns by age, so I'm next. But the other day, you said you're always going first, so I should get to go first for once. Aw, jeez, don't fight. Go in order. Take turns planting your seed in me, please. Smooch. A lewd smile on her face, the Kalar gave the nearest cock a loving kiss. Okay. The men went on to become more, even more invigorated, taking turns to release semen in the Kalar's pussy. Once it was over, the Kalar got herself cleaned up, put out a sign saying closed, and left. Wow. See now, Kalars get semen from the men of other races to survive. Oh, but wait, if they have sex with so many people, they'd all become outlaws. Not a problem. Mother Eve's rules don't apply to Kalars for some reason. Huh? Since there are only female Kalars, laws about faithfulness between a man and a woman wouldn't fit with their race. That's a generally accepted explanation among researchers. So basically, when you have sex with a Kalar, it's just viewed as using them as a tool to help jerk off. So they're basically just masturbation tools or whatever. You know how some women will say, "You didn't have sex with me, you just masturbated with my body"? Well, that's pretty much how they think of Kalars in this game. You don't actually have sex with them, you just use their body to masturbate. That's what they're for. A masturbation aid. They're so cute, though. Of course, Kalars have the same feelings humans do. They're just a different race. Because of that difference in race, though, this country used to view Kalars as a threat on the same level as the Monster Burrow. Humans would cut down their precious forests while Kalars would kidnap human men and use them to harvest sperm. Both were desperate to survive. That's all there was to it. The Kalar forest contains the Fountain of Truth, which caused them to be seen as a terrifying race, apparently. Like that spring at Cass Place that kills you if you lie? I guess the real one's in the Kalar Forest. But now, like we just saw, they found a way to coexist. Alright, maybe I'll help contribute to the peace. Those facilities are for bachelors or widowers only. And you've got 3 wives anyway. You still have more cum to spare? And to think I was worried about Aster's body. We haven't been doing it enough. I can still do more! Ah! Bothered by his wife's stares, Aster looked away only to find a familiar face. Oh, it's Pancho! You can't lie your way out of... Oh, it is! But what's he doing? He keeps taking deep breaths, writing something on his hand and gulping. Pancho acted suspicious as he looked around a corner where a skinny Kalar was standing. Whoa! She's hot! Hey girl, I haven't gotten much lately. Can you get me off? No, I don't participate in that. What? This is a human's jizz, bitch. You're supposed to beg for it. Come on, let's get in that shack where you can suck my cock. Stop it! Ow! Let go! Unhand her, you Creedon! Well, no, let's try that again. Unhand her, you Creedon! Wham! Pancho ran in like the wind and punched the man away. Literally punched him away. Dumb bastard! You're drunk, aren't you? Here we respect the will of Kalars just like anyone else. You should know forcing an unwilling participant is forbidden. Mother Eve may forgive your savagery, but I will not. I'm sorry! Terrified by Pancho's rage, the man fled. I'm sorry, Lorenzo, if only I wasn't late for our meeting. I just came early. You rescued me anyway, so it's okay. As kind as always. Here's the monster outbreak report I got from the Kalar Queen. Excellent. I'll take it. Here's our country's findings. But should the leader of the knights really be running these errands? I don't mind. If I didn't do this, I'd never get to spend time with the love of my life, Lorenzo. Then it's the same for me. I take the work from my subordinates just so I can see you. Lorenzo! Pancho! As they gazed at each other, they blushed and began to fidget in unison. Pancho's going out with that Kalar. Looks like they haven't even had sex yet. How pure and innocent. Huh? How can you tell? The crystal on her forehead. Kalar's crystals are red when they're born, but when they lose their virginity, it turns blue. Oh yeah, the Kalar we just watched had a blue crystal. Kalars are good at magic because the bluer their crystal is, the greater their magic power becomes, according to some theories. Oh, looks like Pancho's trying to hold her hand. Jeez, I doubt she'd have a problem if you took her to the semen shack. You guys shouldn't stare so much. Sorry, I can't be with you more often. If I didn't have this duty, I wouldn't get to see you at all. You're the leader of the knights, and I'm the queen's personal secretary. It's understandable that we're both busy. Well, actually, when I've trained the new recruits up well enough to manage themselves, I was planning on taking a break. My, that's wonderful. If you don't mind, Lorenzo, would you like to go on a hot spring vacation with me? Oh? Yes, gladly. Their faces remained red for a while as they continued to speak. Eventually, like time had run out, Lorenzo reluctantly left. Lorenzo. Pancho. Whoa! Oh, Aster, why are you here? We wanted to talk to you, actually. I get that you're busy, but try making more time for her. Sleep less if you have to. If you see her at night, you know where that could go. Lorenzo was smiling, but she looked all lonely when she left. You were watching that? You should know that's wrong. Although, what you say is correct, but I don't know how to approach women. Still, you're kind of a surprising pair. How'd you start dating? We met during a meeting between El Quixote and the Kalar Forest for an exchange of opinions on military matters. Albeit wary of one another, we discussed joining hands and combating the monster threat. And that's where you met her? Yes, it was love at first sight. I foolishly decided to confess then and there, and she ended up accepting. Ever since then, we've been cooperating and helping our countries to work together on a variety of fronts. I see. Kalars can safely walk the streets thanks to your efforts, I guess. Indeed, the Kalars allow us to take resources from the forest in exchange for permitting the use of these shacks for collecting sperm. Compared to the old days, prejudice and fear towards Kalars is significantly diminished. Huh? Awesome. I thought you were just a dumb meathead. Sorry about that. Wahaha! Quite alright. Most of the thinking was done by Lorenzo. As for me, I don't even know how to approach the woman I love, so you're not wrong to call me a worthless meathead. Wait, I don't think we were here to talk about Pancho's relationship. Astra wasn't able to switch topics until after a good deal of love consultation for Pancho. An envelope with a snake-shaped seal? Pancho tilted his head. His response told the party that he really didn't know anything. Snake Crest's a dangerous organization. If the king has any ties with them, he has to be convinced to cut them off. They do sound more unsettling the more you tell me. I wouldn't want them near Uncle. But while Uncle is often hasty, he's also stubborn. So if he said he won't take meetings, I can't imagine you'll get a meeting anytime soon. Not even you? That we're related by blood only makes it worse. Besides, it's true we don't need other countries. We're drowning in tax revenue from plastic sales. But Snake Crest has weapons of mass destruction, like sparkle bombs and poison gas. I know, but meeting with and convincing Uncle would require... we could ask for some outside help. From where? The Big Bucks Company. The CEO should be able to get Uncle to listen. The Big Bucks Company. I don't care for his obsession with money, but it's true this country's indebted to him. Perfect. I was interested in the plastic factories anyway. Let's give it a shot.
我が輩が総会場を囲う。じきじきに赴いても良いのだが、仕事もあるし、放射状とは顔を合わせたくないのか。
Then I'll write you a letter of introduction. I could see you there personally, but I do have work to do, and I'd rather not have to meet with that CEO myself. Thanks, that's plenty. Use the extra time to see your girlfriend. I'll try. Pancho wrote and handed over the letter of introduction, then left with the documents he received from Ms. Lorenzo. Now let's go check out the famous Big Bucks Company. You should be able to find it southwest of here. The party decided to head to the corporation that held influence over even the king, the Big Bucks Company. Ah, I love the family bath they've got here. Esther, let's bathe together. Oh, Gura Gura, by all means, come in. Yay! Gura Gura hopped in totally naked, then Riche and Ramius appeared in her place. Excuse us. Four at once might be tight. Whoa, I understand Gura Gura, but what's with you two? Hey, what's the problem? Why can't we bathe as a family sometime? Astra's been staring at those Kalar shacks ever since we got to Vilfuente. I have to please him so much that he doesn't even pay attention to them. Okay, Ramius and I'll be your towels. Gura Gura and Ramius got themselves covered in suds and sandwiched Astra from the front and back. Take this, scrub, scrub, scrub. Scrub, scrub. They rubbed their bodies against his. Oh, this is so warm and slippery. Eh, never done this before, Aster. Where'd you learn this from? The Kalars. Too late now, but this place isn't good for your education. Sir, you're so stiff here. That just seems wrong. Also, that's crude, Ramius. Don't say that while you're touching that. Esther enjoyed the lively bathing fun. That was refreshing last night. Thanks. Now let's get going. Can't. Need a little more rest first. Huh? You have too much stamina, Aster. Yesterday was a bit much. Satisfying you's not easy. I'm sorry, everyone. After waiting for the women to recover, the party left the inn. Okay, there's a level shop. Nope. When the land shakes so hard it's like the sky is falling, it's undoubtedly the malicious roar of that which lurks in the burrow. Those who hear the roar up close sense their impending demise, but by running their lives they're able to escape unscathed. That's the story about the monster burrow that's been passed down through my family. I hope it helped. Aster found the face of the monster burrow fearing old man to be far scarier. Know about magi visions? It's like everyone's got one in their house nowadays. They say rich people have one in every room. I'm so jealous. Astra remembered the magi vision that was sitting in his room and once again thought about how valuable his house was. There used to be a mega monster called Vilfuente in this land, but it was slain by Arthur. Then this town was built here and named after it. Supposedly Vilfuente was some sort of plant-type beast. as to obtain some worthless information about a mega monster. I'm a manager at the Big Bucks Company. Huh, Snake Crest? What's that? Not one of our partners, to my knowledge. Oh, and don't tell the company I'm slacking off in this empty church. Astro looked at the sweat pouring from the man's forehead and thought it must be hard working for a big business. Plastic's a light, useful material. And unlike metal, it's cheap and doesn't rust. Truly, it's the material of the future. All my silverware is made of plastic. Everyone says how unique that is and gets very jealous. Astor felt that only porcelain plates were right for some meals and once again realized his own internal biases. I'm told the Kalar Curse is an urban legend, but I don't know, they're really mysterious creatures. Men have to be pretty dumb to enjoy having sex with those. Won't be my fault if they get their dick snapped off. Astor subconsciously covered his crotch. Oof. Okay, and that's all the information we can get from the church today. Gathering info. If you use Mercy Attack, you can even weaken lesser monsters without killing them. I didn't know that. I hear every gal monster hunter has it. Astor heard some helpful adventuring info. Skills come in different varieties. Everything classified as an ability is what we call a passive skill. Passive skills aren't the ones you use during battle, because they're effective simply by being set. If you encounter an enemy you just can't beat, give another look at your skills. Astor heard some helpful adventuring info. I think I gotten all the info. Okay. Alright, and I think we're good. Can't change skills. But I don't think there's anything I can give her. Like, yeah, she literally has points for things that... Oh. Oh, hold on. Yeah. She's got one skill point. And I can't use it. Kind of sucks, right? So we can leave town and head for the Big Bucks Company, which is southwest. Up here, maybe? Man. I haven't done a fight in a while. I'm not even sure how strong we are. Not strong enough. Nope. Dodged. Man, we need some stronger weapons, don't we? Man. There we go. Aster's getting fucked up. It's the poison. I don't even know if I should go there. Oh, there's a big crowd on the bridge. Looks like some volunteers are cleaning it up. Excuse me, we'd like to cross. Sorry, it's being... Oh, that's an old man, but it looked like an old woman. Sorry, it's being cleaned at the moment. On close inspection, the bridge was blocking the flow of some garbage. Must have come from upstream. What a bother. Lots of junk, silverware, and books. Even magic appliances and furniture get thrown in there. Source of the river's up in the border mountains, so someone must be tossing things out over there. We use this water when there's heavy rain, so we have to clean it up quick. Sorry, but can you cross later? Unable to bring themselves to brush aside the volunteers who were silently working away, the party left the bridge. Well, we won't be going to the bridge. Ooh, what's this? Ooh, here's some shade. Ah, shade always helps you relax. Agreed. Now there should be some cool wind. It's hot and humid. This really isn't like Eden at all. This humidity's the worst. The party was reminded of the nature of El Quixote's climate. Four trees, one of the 100 landscapes. We can go... Uh-oh. Yeah. There we go. Well... Of course it's not gonna do anything to the Hanny. Ah, it tried, but it died. Damn.
Ooh, somebody's about to level up. What's this guy? Oh, nothing. You can't even look at it. What the hell is this? Oh, these are ladybugs. Well, that's some messed up looking ladybugs, right, guys? Let's see. Whole row. Never use this. Oh, okay. Wait to flame. Kitty clothes, armor. Okay. Aha! That was worth it. Wow, big flower. It's El Quixote's famous man-eating plant, the Rafflesia. They eat people? Aha, that's the superstition. People were just afraid of that a long time ago. They don't actually eat anyone. Whew, that's good to hear. If they do it a human, they spit it right back out. Apparently all they eat are cows. They eat cows? Gurgura feared the unknown plant. 28 of 100. And, you know, I think that's a good spot for right now, right? Yeah, down south of El Fuente. That's where we're headed. We'll be going to the Big Bucks Company very shortly. But I would like to take on those red things and... we'll do that in another video. I'm gonna bring this one back, don't worry. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim's Hentai Games Corner with Eve Nickel, and we'll see you next time for more.